This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. Tonight marks the first night of Passover. It's one of the most important holidays in the Jewish calendar, and its centerpiece is the Seder. It's a ceremonial meal filled with ritual and recounting the story of how Moses led the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt. But this year, word came down from on high, from Pennsylvania's governor and health secretary, that large groups should not gather. Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine.
Families are used to gathering together, communities, congregations, synagogues are used to coming together. But at this time, what we really need to ask people to do is stay home.
And that is what Jewish leaders are recommending. Jerry Zimmerman heads the Jewish Federation of the Lehigh Valley.
Our website, for example, has, you know, a listing of the resources for planning Passover this year, how to host a virtual Seder, you know, how to celebrate Passover during a pandemic, but everything is virtual for us.
A virtual Passover will seemingly be the norm this year. Jewish leaders in the Valley say they know of no congregations that are gathering in person.
Even when I think about my own family Seder, we will go through the service that is the Seder itself, retelling the Passover story, hearing our children do the four questions, grandchildren in our case, and everyone will be participating via Zoom.
The Orthodox face special challenges since they avoid using electronics after the holiday begins. One rabbi told me that his extended family will gather online before sunset, and then each household will hold their own religious observance this evening. Brad Klein, WLVR News.